All right, we're excited to finish up the preparations and get going on the Jets this weekend. Get in front of our home fans again, and should be good weather for the ball game, so we ought to have quite a few people out there and cheering us on. You know, they really do present a lot of problems with all the different things they do offensively, the physicality they have on defense, and. So this will be a great challenge for us, and I'm excited to see us go out and play well.
Speaking of the weather, why did you, you might have explained this yesterday, but why did you opt to kind of practice inside this week even today? Is it just that the field's still not ready? Or
today, yes, the last 2 days the field wasn't ready, and today there's only two people that will go inside with the doors closed for, and that's Teddy and me, and I'm a little under the weather today, so that's the real reason.
Are you encouraged, too, by the way they handled last week in the cold and conditions that maybe not insist so much on being us?
Yeah, you know, actually we did a, you know, we do a temperature reading on the sidelines, and last weekend it was 20 degrees warmer on our sideline than it was on Carolina's sideline. So, and the past three games, one was 17 degree difference, one was a 15 degree difference, and this last week was 20. So, you know, the players thanked me for being on that side a couple times.
When you guys made that switch to go over there, did you think the difference would be quite that big?
Well, we knew it would be big because we did, you know, the temperature study, the sun, the wind, the whole bit, and I'd be lying if I said it was. I knew it was going to be 20 degrees, but we did know it was going to be better on that sideline.
Can this be something to make other teams wary when they come to Minnesota? Beware, it's 20 degrees colder on your side of the field when you come in, or something like that?
Hope so. Well, it's pretty cold, too. I mean, 20 degrees is 20 degrees. So.
At this point, how are you feeling on Barr and McKinnon?
We'll list the report here afterwards. Good try, though.
Do you see any chance of Barr playing?
We'll list the report afterwards. You'll see it here in a minute. I mean,
McKinnon, the fact that he's been out a couple weeks, though, it's got to be fairly tough for him.
You'll see it in a minute.
If Barr couldn't play or was limited at all, do you think Audie Cole would be the guy to go for him?
I don't think that, no. Probably Gerald Hodges.
What have you seen out of Hodges that makes you feel comfortable with him?
Well, I think he's been doing a good job. You know, he came in last week some when Anthony went out, and he continues to study hard and practice hard. He's had a good attitude. You know, so he's a good fast twitch athlete that has some strike to him.
Earlier this year, is there much difference in the two sides that he's able to kind of seamlessly go one to the other?
Well, the one thing with linebackers in this league, you have to be able to, if you're a backup linebacker, you have to play all the different positions because of what happens on game day. You might have five linebackers, you might have six, and if something happens, you got to be prepared to go in at any position. So, I mean, they're all similar, but they're a little different too.
Statistical improvement for Teddy. What have you seen from him? You know, what part of his game has he made the most progress over, say, the last month?
I believe it's probably movement in the pocket. I think he's avoided the rush really good in a lot of different ways. The last 4 or 5 weeks is using his legs more. He really looks like he's getting stronger throwing a ball to me, even, you know, in practice like today. You know, he's really accurate. You know, in practice he maybe misses two balls a day. I mean, he's pretty, you know, I go back and think about the quarterbacks throughout my career that I've been around, and, you know, you watch them practice and they miss two balls a day. That's pretty good. So that's about what he does. Every day. I mean, you know, I think today he missed three, but, you know, but that's about what he is. He's about a two misser a day. We're going to get him to zero pretty soon.
Do Is getting stronger throughout the season typical for a quarterback? I mean,
I think he's continuing to throw. His timing is better. And then, you know, we continue, you know, I've said this before. I think our whole team is getting stronger now because of what we're doing in the weight room and things that the coaches are doing. All of our strength numbers have increased throughout this season. And, you know, I think that's a little bit of a part of it, too.
Anticipate using the same three running backs you did last week, and then again, if one gets a hot hand, you might get more carries than the other. Is that kind of maybe the way you approach it?
Yes. Well, I mean, I would assume that we use all three running backs. Yes.
You mentioned Cordero having a good week of practice. What specifically has stood out with how he's done this week over the previous?
Depth of his routes. The speed of his routes, his alignments. I mean, he's had a good week. Everything, yeah. Good? All right, thank you.